Hello everybody, welcome back to my channel. I'm TJ. If I haven't met you before, it's nice to finally meet you. Please stick around. We've got a cold case from New Zealand. It's not a long video. It's not going to be a long video because there's not a lot of information. But we've got a few things to go through. So please join me and let's have a go. So first we're going to start here on the police website. David Philip Holland, date of birth 18th of August 1990, date of disappearance 11th March 2022, and location Papamoa in the Bay of Plenty. David Philip Holland was last seen on 11th of March in Papamoa. His family and friends and police have concerns for his welfare and continue to appeal for sightings or information regarding his disappearance, and police ask if you have any information, call 105. Let's take a look at the map here and see what we're talking about. So this is the North Island of New Zealand, which we just sort of had a look at in my last video about Cyclone Gabrielle and the devastation it's caused to the North Island. If you haven't seen that, please go and have a look. It's a heart-wrenching video, but it's trying to tell the rest of the world what's going on in New Zealand right now, because we need help. There's a half of New Zealanders here have been affected by Cyclone Gabrielle. We've got another one coming in that they're looking at. Big trouble. But here we go, this little heart here. If we go forward and have a look, and it's actually the beach, so Papamoa Beach, that we're looking at along here. Let's have a go at about Papamoa. Papamoa, or Papamoa Beach, is a suburb of Tauranga, located about 11 kilometres from the city centre. It is the largest residential suburb in Tauranga. Let's look at the history and culture. The Māori settlement of Papamoa dates back to approximately 1400 CE, with a significant park complex overlooking the fertile plains and abundant coastal fisheries. For the next 300 years, the people prospered, harvesting their crops and fisheries, occupying and abandoning sites in accordance with the Kumara cycle and soil fertility. Papamoa has 16 kilometres, which is 9.9 miles of white sandy beach, stretching from the boundary with Mount Maunganui in the west to the Kaituna River in the east. Widespread Pākehā settlement of the area did not start until the 1960s, and prior to this, Papamoa had been largely a rural area. Once a small and tight-knit community, many of Papamoa's beaches, sweeping paddocks, have been swallowed up by urban development. And unfortunately, they've been swallowed up by probably Cyclone Gabrielle. In subsequent decades, Papamoa is currently one of the fastest growing suburbs of Tauranga, with many different subdivisions developing concurrently on different blocks of land on the fringes of the suburb. It is popular for fishing, surfing, and as a holiday trek. Now, this next bit of it, information, I found quite interesting. Definitely something I didn't know. If you're from New Zealand or Papamoa, Tauranga area, and you didn't know this, check this out. Papamoa Beach is a clothing optional beach by custom. New Zealand has no official nude beaches, thank goodness, as public nudity is legal on any beach where it is known to occur. Sexual activity in public places is illegal, however, and Papamoa Beach has been the site of a continuing series of complaints about lewd behaviour. Some complainants take care to distinguish between these activities and non-sexual naturism. Others do not. In 2012, Papamoa Beach was the location for a skinny dipping world record attempt. On 2nd of December 2012, 299 people got naked in the water. Bugger that. Despite a cold day, many people stripped naked, attempting to beat Christchurch's summer beach dip. The record failed, as Guinness World Records required all swimmers to be in the water at the same time for a group photo. Papamoa had a population of 25,272 at the 2018 New Zealand census. Right, let's get into this story. This is from rnz.co.nz. Missing man David Holland may have been at Tauranga Beach. This was on the 13th of March 2022. Police are appealing for information about missing Tauranga man David Holland. Holland was last seen in the evening on Friday 11th of March, and police said they were concerned for his welfare. I don't know why I can't talk when I'm doing this. A search for the 31-year-old is continuing today. Friends of Holland believed he had been planning to go for a swim at Papamoa Beach near the end of Pacific View Road. He later did not show up for work, which was out of character. A search of the beach and surrounding areas has been conducted. However, nothing has been found that would help understand where David might be, a police statement said. Anyone who was at Papamoa Beach at 7:30 p.m. on Friday who has seen Holland or has information about his movements is asked to call police again. 105. Look, I'm going to put details in the description box of all the articles, all the links, also ways to donate, ways to get in touch with me, all that stuff, all the information will be there. Let's go to nzherald.co.nz. This was on the 19th of March 2022. Search for missing doctor David Holland in Tauranga. No items of relevance found in ground search. So we're going to read this article, and it's going to state that he had some belongings that people were looking for, and none of those have been found. But let's read it a little bit. If we could just play a little bit here. This is the amount of volunteers that turned out. No, it didn't, because it went off. But there was a lot of volunteers. Nothing of assistance was located during the ground search for missing Papamoa man David Holland this morning. Jackets, longs, which I presume they mean trousers, a towel, a tote bag and a pair of shoes are what volunteers were being asked to look for this morning during the search. Members of the public were welcome to assist, but police asked them to join a coordinated grid search of the sand dunes in the Papamoa Beach area rather than just searching independently. Police were overwhelmed by the support of the community volunteers who attended to assist the search, over 148 volunteer searches. So that's amazing. And one thing I love about New Zealand, and actually I see it all around the world when I see missing persons cases or children's missing persons cases, the communities just come out and help. And I love that about New Zealand. I love that when times get tough or people are needed, Kiwis stand up. The Tauranga Land and Search Rescue teams also searched more difficult areas in the dunes, covering spaces that were not visible from the air. Nothing of interest was located. Holland later failed to come to work, and police said this was unlike him. Tauranga Coast Guard have been relaying all stations message to recreational boats in the area, asking them to be vigilant and contact police if they found anything of interest. So many people. Senior Constable Kurt something told the gathered volunteers that land search and rescue teams and police were searching areas where Holland was more likely to be. Volunteers would go into areas a bit further away, but which couldn't be ruled out. He said the search was looking for both Holland and clues, but they found nothing. Again, items of interest included a white, beige and orange jacket, a black jacket, a beige cotton type longs with a drawstring. Longs, why are they calling them longs? Who says that nowadays? My grandma said longs. A black tote bag, possibly a white towel and a pair of shoes, undetermined style but size US 11. What gets me is, okay, my first thought is he went for a swim and got hurt in the water, or you know, he was in the water and he didn't make it. But where is the stuff? I mean, would he take all that stuff in the water with him for a swim? I don't think so. And why didn't they find these items? I find that a bit odd myself. I don't know about you guys. Let me know in the comments below what you think. Holland's former girlfriend, Rita, is helping search alongside some of his friends from Mount Ultimate Frisbee. She said, it was absolutely amazing to see the number of people who had turned up to help. She said the search today was an opportunity for them to be able to do something, and that it had been hard waiting to see if the police found anything. She said everyone turning up to help showed his family overseas that the whole community was behind this search with them. It will give them a bit of hope and support, even though they can't help themselves. There are so many people here helping to look for him. And I know, I can't imagine actually, I don't know what it's like to be overseas when your loved one goes missing in another country. I mean, it's bad enough when you're there, but when you're overseas, it must be absolutely heartbreaking. We know for Eloy Rowland, oh, that's so bad, the student that went missing at Piha. If you haven't seen that, go and watch the video. That was really hard too, because his family were overseas. He's the most caring, kind and supportive person in the world. He's absolutely the most amazing person. He always sees the good side of people and understands everyone's perspective. I think that's why so many people are out here right now. A co-worker who used to work in intensive care with Holland at the hospital is at the scene to search on behalf of herself and her mother, who also worked with him. She told the Bay of Plenty Times he is a friendly and warm person with a sense of humour. My cat is trying to get his treats and he's making a bit of noise, so I'm sorry about that. She said it was great to have people coming to help search because he had helped so many people. Terry Hayes said Holland lives on the same street as him. If it was one of my family members, I'd like to think people would help too. He said it was great to see so many people turn up to search and was a great sense of community. A police spokesman said, to date, nothing has been found that would give any clues as to David's whereabouts or movements. We are still asking to hear from anyone who may have seen him. 105 and file number 220312/6869. That'll be in the description box below. Friends say Holland worked as a doctor at Tauranga Hospital and was dedicated to his work. It was understood he had been in Tauranga for about 4 years and was living with flatmates in Papamoa, not far from the beach where he was last known to be. Matt Shand, who became friends with Holland through playing Ultimate Frisbee over the last 2 years, described him as a caring person and a lovely soul. He has gone missing. They're in shock. No one can believe it. It took quite a while for the news to sink in. Shan said people who cared about Holland found themselves walking up and down the beach on Sunday night, hoping to find any sign of him. And I bet he contributed a lot in his career here in New Zealand as a doctor. I believe he was an anaesthetist. I think I said that right. This is not good news, but a silver lining, stuff.co.nz. This was March 22nd. Missing doctors, UK family travel to New Zealand and London med school concerned. So, yay, at least his parents can get here. UK-based family members of missing Papamoa Dr. David Holland have travelled to New Zealand after a fundraiser set up to support costs raised over $20,000. Meanwhile, David's former medical school in London has expressed their concern about his disappearance. As the search for David enters day 11 without any clues, his family have travelled to New Zealand thanks to a GoFundMe page, which states funds will be used to support ongoing costs. There is a lot of uncertainty, said the page, and one of the ways we hope to help is ensuring that Dave's family do not need to worry about finances like travel and costs whilst they continue to navigate the inconceivable situation. David's former medical school in London said on their social media pages they were concerned about the disappearance. David studied medicine at St George's University at St George's Hospital in Tooting, London. He was originally from Swansea in South Wales. He came to New Zealand 4 years ago and is a junior anaesthetist at Tauranga Hospital, where he is completing his anaesthetist training. He shares a house with friends in Papamoa close to the beach, where he is believed to have gone missing on Friday, March 11th. He texted a friend to tell them he was going for a swim and was last seen on CCTV camera footage that evening wearing beige pants, a dark top and carrying a tote bag. None of these items have been found so far. With no clues about his whereabouts, despite an intensive search by hundreds of volunteers on Saturday, friends in New Zealand and in the UK admit they are frustrated and desperate for answers. Volunteers turned out to Papamoa Beach to take part in an extensive search of the sand and dunes in the area, but they uncovered no evidence. It is frustrating that no items of clothing or anything were found, said his friend Matt Shand. Matt, 37, met David 2 years ago and played Ultimate Frisbee with him, said David's friends were blown away and humbled by the amount of volunteers who turned out to help over the weekend. We were positive as we started the search and hopeful that we would find some clue or closure, he said. It was a long day, from 9 till 3 p.m. We all did what we could and the search was very well organised. But unfortunately, nothing was uncovered that could bring any comfort. You know, I'm not sure how I would feel, for, you know, if one of my kids went missing and near the water. And you want something. Wouldn't you want to find just a clue? You know, if they found her stuff by the beach somewhere, then maybe they knew that he'd gone swimming and left the stuff on the shore. But when you can't find anything and no clues at all, I mean, that must be absolutely heartbreaking. David was an experienced swimmer who swam regularly. He was also a scuba diver and he recently completed training in rescue diving. He also enjoyed free diving off the Bay of Plenty coast as well as snorkeling and surfing. He loved the ocean, she told Stuff. So this guy knew what he was doing. He can swim. Doctors in the UK have also been sharing reports of their missing friend. A police spokesman said they are overwhelmed by the support and inquiries are still being carried out and the search to date is being reviewed. Of course, the information, where to call and the case file number will be in the description box below with everything else. RNZ.co.nz, call for volunteers ends in search for missing Dr. David Holland. This was on the 28th of March. Police are no longer asking for volunteers to help with further searches for Bay of Plenty Dr. David Holland. The 31-year-old, last seen on 11th of March, believed to have gone for a swim at Papamoa. 148 volunteers. This one here is from walesonline.co.uk. A Swansea doctor is missing in New Zealand and hundreds of people are helping search for him. It says he may have been planning to go for a swim at a nearby beach but has not been seen since. So it's quite cool that it's being reported in the UK and they can see how much New Zealanders are trying to help. A Swansea doctor living in New Zealand has been missing for over a week and hundreds of people are searching or helping to search for him. David Holland, a 31-year-old anaesthetist who is originally from Swansea, was last seen in the evening of Friday, March 11, and a search for him has been going on in the days since. Friends of David, who now live in Tauranga, New Zealand, said they believe he had been planning to go for a swim at the nearby beach, and concerns were raised when he did not show up for work. Just devastating for the parents. That's really all I've got on this case. I mean, there's not much to report. I know I go on a lot about how limiting it is in New Zealand not having a lot of media companies to report on things, which means you don't get a lot of information. But if there's no information there, there's nothing to report. And I mean, there's no clues. His stuff hasn't been found. Obviously, a body hasn't been found. So who knows what happened to him? Just another sad case of someone going missing in New Zealand. There's so many. I implore you to go down and watch all my videos below. I've really been trying to give people a voice that don't have one anymore. Give these families an outlet to know that people care and they want to find their missing loved ones too. So thank you very much for watching. I will see you next time and have a good day. Be careful of the weather. Take care. All those New Zealanders who have been affected by Cyclone Gabrielle. I really do care. Thank you.